بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم جعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، for our respected brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to welcome you to tonight's lesson on the Makharij al-Huruf, the enunciation or emission points of the letters. And we began last time the letters of the top throat, the letters of the top of the throat, or the Adn al-Halq, the Adn al-Halq. And what we have been covering in the past lessons are the emission points of the letters as taught to us by our noble scholars and ulama. And one of the things that one of the shuyukh, Dr. Ayman Swade, he mentions is that the way that the ulama came up with these rulings or these emission points is through many, many, many years of experience, where they would practice pronouncing certain letters and try to figure out exactly where the sound was coming from. The scholars and the ulama, they would repeat the sound over and over and over again and listen to it and try to derive where is the sound coming from. So for example, the qaf, they would say iqqa, iqqa, and they would repeat it many, many, many times, and then by doing this they were able to conclude or derive the exact place where the sound of the qaf comes from. Or for example, the letter that we covered last week, the ghain, the ulama, they would say il, until they figured out that the pronunciation point or the emission point of the ghain is from, where is it? The top of the throat. So this is what they did with all the 28 or 29 letters of the Arabic language. They repeated them over and over again until they were able to specify exactly where those sounds or those letters are coming from. And then they put these down in the form of a scientific poem, where within that poem they would teach the students, and those who didn't know how to pronounce the letters, they would read that poem, and then they would learn how to make those sounds exactly correct. See, a lot of times the student, a new student, or a person who is not native to pronouncing Arabic perfectly, he might not know exactly how to make the sound of each letter. So the noble scholars, may Allah have mercy upon them, including one of the famous scholars who wrote down this science of tajweed, his name is Imam Jazari. So, in that poem, when the student, they go and read each line, he teaches the student where is the letter coming from. He goes through each letter one by one, and he begins his poem with each letter. And he says, first are the letters of the Jawf, and he says they are the letters of Mad. If you recall from a few weeks ago, we first began learning the science of the emission points by the letters of the Jawf. And on the last page you can see there's a little overview diagram, and we covered the letters of the Jawf that Sheikh Al-Jazari, he talks about, the mud letters. It's in the cave area of the mouth. Between the tongue and the roof of the mouth, there's a space. You see here the tongue, and then above the tongue there is the roof of the mouth. And this cave area, this is called the Jawf, the cave. And here you see the three big letters, the A, E, U. A, E, U. So Imam Al-Jazari, he says, from the Jawf ألف وأختا وهي ياء and U. These three letters are called the mud letters, the long, elongating sound letters. And the sound of these mud letters, they come from the Jehovah.
Where are these letters?
Where are the letters? Do you see them? Yes, do you see the big Aleph and the big Ya and the big Wow? These actually are the, when you pronounce them with a vowel before it, not just by itself, but these letters, the A, the Aleph, Ya, and Wow, they come from the Jov when the appropriate vowel comes before it. That makes an elongation. So the A, for example, you get that long sound A when you have a fatha before the Aleph. So you say A. We have the Ya, you get the sound of the, what they call the, from the mud sound when you have a kasra before the Ya. So when you have a kasra before the Ya, it comes out
Iyaka.
Where is the E sound coming from? You see the diagram here? What's the name of that area called? The cave. You see the big area here with the big letters? Aleph, Ya. This area between the tongue and the roof of the mouth, this is called the cave.
They're the mud letters?
Mud letters. The sound, the elongation sound. It's coming from the hollow cavity or the cave. And the last one that we covered previously is the the wow with a dhamma before it. We say ooh. Ooh is coming from which part? You see? See the diagram here? The last page? The wow with a dhamma before it, you get the ooh sound. The ooh sound. This is called the cave of the mouth. The cave of the mouth. We have these three sounds that are pronounced from it. So this is what we had covered first. This is what the scholar Imam al-Jazari, he begins his poem talking about these three sounds. These are called the letters of the mud. Mud means elongating sounds. They come from the cave of the mouth. A, E, U. A, E, U. These three sounds, they come from?
A, E, U.
Good. Very good. Very good. This makhraj, this place, actually, it's in between two things. It's between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. It's actually not even a real place, because you can't put your finger on it. Can you put your finger on the cave of the mouth? Can you touch it?
No.
It's a space. Actually, it's not a real place. So actually, some of the ulama left out this makhraj. Some of the ulama, they left it out. They said it's not really an emission point because you can't put your finger on it. You know, it's kind of like a more of a technical place. So the scholars, Ibn al-Jazari included it. He said this is one of the places where the sounds come out from, so we must include it. Okay, so that was one of the first lessons we had covered. That's on the Jof. The Jof. Now. And, yes. Yes. That's right. Good, good, good. The first one is the A sound. Then the second one, the one that has the two dots below it, that's the E. The E, that's called Ya. And the third one that after that, that's the U sound. The Wow. Now, good question, mashallah. Okay, and do you see where it says cave above it? Mud. And then the Arabic word for that is Jof. Jof. Cave and Jove, it's the same meaning. It just, they all three mean the same. Cave, Jove, and mud is the letters that come from that place. Okay. So now we move on. After that lesson, we began the letters of the throat. The letters of the halq. The letters of the throat. You see, if you look to your left in the diagram, you see there's something hanging down, and then below that, you have the letters of the throat. And Ibn al-Jazari, he starts talking about the throat, and he begins from the bottom of the throat, the adn al-halq, or asfal al-halq, I'm sorry, and then the middle of the throat, and then the top of the throat. So the bottom of the throat, we have hamzaha. Middle of the throat, we have Aynun Ha. And the top of the throat, we have Ghaynun Kha. Ghaynun Kha. Now, and these letters, we learned them, these are six letters. Six letters, and they come from the throat. And actually, the six letters are divided into three areas of the throat. Three areas of the throat. The throat is not one, it's not all the same. All the letters that don't come from the same part of the throat. The scholars, they actually, by practicing and doing each letter and pronouncing it over and over again, they realize these letters are not coming from one place. They're actually coming from three different places. Some of those letters from the throat, they said come from the bottom of the throat. And then that's the hamza and the ha. Ah, the ah and ha coming from the bottom. The other letters they pronounce, they realize they come from the middle part. This is the ayn and the ha. Ayn and the ha. Those sounds they come from? Which part? Middle of the throat. And then the third group of letters, the third two letters, are the Ghain and the Kha. Ghain and the Kha. In practice, try saying Ghain Kha. You might notice the gargling sound, where does it come from? Kind of like the Ka part of your throat. So, the letters that we pronounce from the throat, they are either from the lower throat, the middle throat, or the top of the throat. And we study this sentence by the scholars that teaches us these letters in order. أخي هاك علما حازه غير خاسر. This sentence, if we look at it, the bottom of the throat letters, they're the first two words. أخي هاك. أخي هاك. The Hamza and the Ha. Good. Did anybody memorize it yet?
No.
You did?
أخي هاك علما حازه غير عاصر.
Very good. MashaAllah. May Allah increase your knowledge. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. How about you in the same? Did you get that? Yes, go ahead.
أخي هاك علما
حازه.
Very good. May Allah increase your knowledge. MashaAllah. How about you, brother? Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, if you repeat it a few times, it will be easier to memorize, inshallah. So this sentence, what we're looking at right now, is in the middle of the page here, the first page. This sentence here, if you look at the first letter of the first word, and the first letter of the second word, these two letters, they belong to the bottom of the throat. The hamza and the ha. Then you look at the first letter of the third word, the ayin, and the first letter of the fourth word, the ha. Those letters belong to the middle of the throat. And then if you look at the first letter of the fifth word, and the first letter of the sixth word, the ayin and the kha, they belong to the top part of the throat. Ghayru khasir. And when you repeat it over again, inshallah, you can easily memorize it. Now, and the meaning of this sentence is, my brother, Akhi, Haka, take this ilman, knowledge, Hazahu, the one who learns it, Ghayr, will never be Khasir, will never be a loser. My brother, take this knowledge, the one who learns it shall not be in loss. Shall not be in loss. Okay. So here, when you repeat it and practice it over and over again, it will become firm. It will become firm in the memory. Of course, as whenever we learn something, in the beginning, it is very temporary. But when you practice it and repeat it, it becomes thabit. It becomes firm in the mind and in the memory. So from this, we sometimes we're repeating the beginning part of the lesson, but inshallah, each time it will become more firm in our memory. So we said this sentence a few times, but alhamdulillah, hopefully this will make it more firm and strong in our minds, inshallah. If you memorize it good, you'll never forget it the rest of your life, inshallah. So let us go on to the next part of the lesson. The next part of the lesson that we're going to cover is the top of the throat. The top of the throat. And last week, we took the fifth letter, the letter Ghayn. The letter Ghayn. If you remember, we said Al. For example, Ma Al-Ghuna. Ma Al-Ghuna. Or another example, Maghdubi. Maghdubi. And we, this Ghayn, do you notice where it's coming from? Yes. It's coming from the top of the throat, and it is has a slight gargling sound to it, and it's a thick letter. It's a letter of thickness, and it's a letter that does not have the qalqala. So we don't want to say maghdubi, 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 maghdubi. Maghdubi. There's no alif after it, but it's holding the sound. Maghdubi. Does anybody want to practice it again from last week? Maghdubi. Say it a little bit louder. Good. Good. Very good. A little bit more. It has a thickness. Maghdubi. 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 Very good, mashallah. Very good. Good, good. Maghdubi.
Maghdubi.
Okay, good. Yes, very good. One thing that we're going to cover in the future, the Ghayn, there are some letters that have air that flow out. The air. If you hold your hand in front of your mouth and you say, Aw. Oh, you should not feel any air. You should not feel any air. The difference between the Ghayn and the letter Kha, Assalamu alaikum salam. The letter Kha, it has air that flows out. So for example, if you say Ikh, Ikh, you'll feel a little bit of air on your fingers. If you hold your hand in front of your mouth and you say Ikh, the air comes out. As for the Ghayn, the Ghayn, the air stays inside. Ill, it doesn't flow out. So this is called the quality of the humps, the flowing of the breath when we pronounce the letter. So the letter Ghayn, it doesn't have the humps. It doesn't have the flowing out. As the scholars, they when they practice this letter, they realize that the Ghayn, it holds the air back. The air doesn't flow from its makhraj. It kind of holds it in its makhraj. As for the Kha, which we're going to cover today, the air actually flows out of its makhraj. So that's what makes the Ghayn different than the Kha. Il, Ikh, Il, Ikh. See how the Ghayn, the air is not coming out. Ikh, the air comes out from the makhraj. That's the main difference now between the Ghayn and the letter Kha. Mashallah. Okay, so is there any questions on the Ghain before we move on to the letter Kha?
Ghain.
Yes.
Ghain.
Maghdubi. Right. See how there's a little gargling sound. Maghdubi, the Ghain doesn't gargle. Maghdubi. Good. Yes. Maghdubi. You see that maghdubi, there's some airflow. Maghdubi. Yes. He said for it, right? Good. Yes. Yes. Very good. Yes. Maghdubi. So she wants to say it. Maghdubi. That's right. Good point here. The Ghain is thick. We want to make it thick, but the Meem is thick. Maghdubi. Did you get a handout?
Maghdubi. I know, but you can't see the full thing.
Maghdubi. Very good. That's correct. That's right. Yes, brother, do you would like to practice? Maghdubi. Very good. Mashallah. Yes. Very good. Okay, so that was what we had covered last time. Inshallah, today's lesson will be on the letter Kha. The letter Kha is a letter from the topmost part of the throat. It's the same makhraj as the Ghain. The Kha and the Ghain, they both are pronounced from the top part of the throat. And if we remember the sentence that the Shaykh teaches us, which is أَخِي هَاكَ إِمَّنْ حَازَهُ غَيْرُ خَاسِ. The Kha corresponds to which word?
Khasir.
The last word in the sentence. Khasir. Akhi, we go by the hams at the bottom of the throat. We don't go by the second letter.
Okay.
So we actually look at the last word. Khasir. Khasir. So the Kha, it corresponds to the Khasir, which is the last of the six letters of the throat. Okay, there's maybe one new sheet on the back. Inshallah. So we're just beginning the Kha, the letter Kha, the second page. So the letter Kha, it is the sixth letter of the throat, and it is from the top part of the throat. Let us practice it, inshallah ta'ala. We have the fatha, ha, the kasra, khi, the dhamma, hu. And then if it has a sukun, akh. Ha, khi, hu, akh. Ha, khi, hu, akh. Ha, khi, hu, akh. Would you like to recite it? Inshallah, try to pronounce it. Ha,
ha, khi.
Very good. Now.
Yes,
Okay, sure. Ach. Good, very good, mashallah. Yes. Very good. Very good. Now. Mashallah. Very good.
Okay,
here's a Good, good. There's a little bit of gargling in it, a little bit of the vibration in the top of the throat. Very good. MashaAllah. Yes, Brother Isa, would you like to?
Ich.
Okay. Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Chi.
Ha. Chi. Hu.
Then the page motion.
That's okay.
Busy here.
I made it myself.
You made it. Shave
that. No.
Ach. Ich. Uch. Ach.
No. Okay, that's good. The machraj is like that. Ha.
Ha.
Chi.
Chi.
Hu.
Hu.
Ach.
Ach.
Ach. Ach. Very ach. Good. Very good? Yes.
Ha. Chi. Hu. Ach.
Very good.
Ha. Chi. Hu. Ach.
No. Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. That's very good. So you can feel the resonation of the ha in the top of the throat. Similar to the vein. However, the ha, it doesn't have the falakala. It does not have the sound of vibration when we stop on it. So, for example, if we say ach, we shouldn't say acha. Acha. Should we hold it? Ach. See that? Ach. Without the sound of like a fatha after. Acha. Ach. Good. Good. Okay.
Ach.
Very good. Yes, what am I saying? Ach.
Ach.
Very good.
Ach. Yes.
Very good. Very good, MashaAllah.
Ach.
Yes.
Now.
Ach. 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 Achim. Good, good. Now. That's very good. May Allah reward you, MashaAllah. Another quality of the Kha. When we study the letter Kha, the ulama, they teach us some of the qualities of the letters in order that we pronounce them correctly. Because as we mentioned, that some of the letters, that sometimes you have more than one letter coming from the exact same emission point, the exact same articulation point. So the way that the scholars differentiate these letters is by teaching us some of the qualities of those letters. Because sometimes the letter will come from the same emission point, but it will have a thick sound to it. And sometimes the letter will come from the same emission point, but have a thin sound to it. So for example, we have the Kha. The Kha has a thick sound to it. That means when we pronounce it, the sound of the Kha, it is more of a full sound that takes up the space in the mouth, and we have to open the mouth in order to fill, to give it more thickness of its sound. And the way we do that is by raising the back of the tongue when we pronounce it. So we say kha, kha, not kha, 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 like kha nidina. Kha, see how the mouth is like an O sound, with an O shape. Khanidina. Not Khanidina. Khanidina. Khanid. Khanid. Not Khanid. Khanid. Good, good. This is called thickness. In Arabic they say isti'ana. But in English you could say it's a thick sound. And the letters that have thickness we have here written in a sentence. The scholars, they put these, there are seven letters. In Arabic, there are seven letters that have the thick sound to it. The first of them is the Kha, the one we're covering now. Kha. Not Kha, Kha. The rest of them, just for your information, inshallah. Sa. Sa. Ba. Ba. Ta, ta, za. See how they have more full sounding. The more full sounding, the more taking up the fullness of the mouth. Full sounding, you could say. Whereas the thin letters, like for example, me, ma, na sa not mo mo is na sa. They don't take up the sound of the mouth, the very thin and light. Ta. Okay, so the whenever we have these thick letters, we should remember to pronounce the sound of it thicker, especially when there's an alif after it. Because one of the rules of the alif that the scholars they teach us is that the alif will take on, it will become like the letter before it. So if the letter before it is a full sounding, a thick sounding letter, the alif should also be thick. For example, if we say khonidina, khonidina. Now, see how the alif, the a, is similar to the kha, khonidina. No. But if the letter before the alif, the letter before the alif, if it's a thin letter, what happens to the alif? The alif will follow the letter before. So for example, ja. Ja is a thin sound, not jaw, ja. So if you have an alif after it, ja, not jaw, ja. Ho and ja. See how that same letter alif is pronounced two different ways. Ho, ja. Let's look in the example here. Inshallah, we have two ayahs, and we're going to look at the, how the alif is pronounced in each ayah. And in the first ayah, we see that the alif in the word khalidina, there's a small alif written after the kha. This alif will be pronounced differently than we see in the second ayah when you have the word ja'a. The first ayah, khalidina fiha abada, khalidina fiha abada. The second ayah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. So in the first ayah, we see how the alif after the kha, it's pronounced with the o sound, the thick sound, kha nidina. Would you like to recite this ayah? Do you want to, what is your name again?
Kenyatta?
Yes, Brother Kenyatta. If you want to just repeat after me. Khonidina fiha abada. Good, good. Yes, that's the first one now. Yes.
Khonidina fiha abada.
Okay. The kha, it has a gargling sound in it. Kha. Very good.
Abada.
Okay. Minor thing here in the end, abada, the hamza is very short. There's no abada. No. Very good. MashaAllah. Yes. Very good. Now, very good. Now, yes, yes, good. Yes, Brother Isa.
Khalidina fiha abada.
Okay, there's a little bit of thinness. Khali, khali.
Khali.
Yes.
Khalidina, khalidina fiha abada.
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 No. Very good.
Khali was good.
Well, that was good, yes.
Khalidina.
Yes. Very good.
Fiha.
Yes.
Khalidina fiha abada.
Okay, good.
Khalidina fiha abada.
Fiha?
Fiha abada.
Okay, good.
Shaykh, which ha is this
letter? The ha in fiha. Fiha. That is from the bottom of the foot. Fiha haka. Akhiha. Fiha. No. That's correct. Okay. And then if we look at the next ayah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ
The ha, not the soft ha, this is the ha from the middle of the throat. وَالْفَتْحِ
Right, that's a good question. You see above the other, we're going to get to that, it's an optional elongation.
It's not required. Depending on, you're given the choice. You can read it longer, up to 5 beats, or you can keep it at 2. This is one of the optional ones, inshallah. Okay? So, إِذَا جَاءَ. See, you notice the alif in جَاءَ. Not jaw, جَاءَ. But since the jeem is the jeem one of the thick letters? The jeem?
Huh?
The jeem. The letter jeem is a thick letter. It's not. Yeah. So the other follows the jeem for it. So, brother Kenyatta, would you like to repeat? Ida ja nasrullahi wal fath. Very good. Now, yes,
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
Okay, good. Good. One thing. See the Hamza. جاء. There's the Alif and the Hamza are two separate letters. جاء نصر.
نصر الله والفتح.
Very good. Also the Sad. You notice the Sad in the word نصر الله. Is it a thick letter or a thin letter?
Thick.
Sad is thick. So نص. Nasrullahi one fat. Very good. Yes? One fat. Yes, yes. The lam in the word al fat connects to the wow. One fat. Yes, good. Good, good. Yes. Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Very good.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
Okay, one minor thing. The lam in the word wal fath, you don't want to echo it. Wal fath. Wal fath.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
Wal fath.
Wal fath.
Yes, good.
Wal fath.
Good.
Wal fath.
Right, right. The lam, it doesn't have the echo, it doesn't have the qalqala.
Wal fath.
Good, good, mashallah. Very good, may Allah reward you. Yes, for that.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
Can you say it one more time?
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
Good, good. One thing about the word صَاد. Remember the صَاد? You can make it with a full sound. نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. نَصْرُ اللَّهِ.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
No. Good. MashaAllah. Very good.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
No. نصر الله. A little bit more air in the heart. نصر الله والفتح.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
والفتح. Also the noun.
والفتح.
والفتح. It's very short. There's no short.
والفتح.
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 Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. Okay, MashaAllah. Very good. So here we learn about the thickness of the Kha. The thickness of the letter Kha. In the case of the Kha, the thick sound, it is part of the nature of the Kha. Sometimes the Kha, if it's it should also be garbled slightly. So sometimes you see some people, they pronounce the Kha like a K. So they say Aki. Aki. But it's not gargling. Achi. Achi. Right? It has to have a gargling sound. A slight gargling sound. Like, not this K, but like this H. Achi. Achi. Oh,
you listen over there, too far.
Good. Yes. Ah, okay. This is something for Brother Muhammad. All right. Okay, I'll listen carefully. Would you like to say it? Achi?
Achi.
Achi. Very good. Yes? Achi. Good, good. You got it a little bit. You see how you gargle it a little bit? Ach. It has from the a little bit of motion. Good, good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yes?
Achi.
Very good. Yes?
Achi.
Yes.
Achi.
MashaAllah, very good. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Yes, the Hamza is thin. Akhi. Akhi. That's right. That's right. Okay. Oh, yes.
You gotta come in front, so you
keep
more near to the mic.
Who is it?
No.
Oh, I see. That's okay, inshallah. What we're going to do now is we'll take, should we take a few minutes break? Inshallah, just 5 minutes. Take a stretch, and then we'll come back. We'll practice the a few more ayahs, a lot of rules in these ayahs here. We'll get to practice the kha. And some of the there's many examples of the Kha, and these are good important ayahs because they're from the short surahs, so we read these often in the salah, so it's good to practice these ayahs, inshallah, and we'll get a chance to correct our pronunciation. So inshallah, we'll just take 5 minute break, inshallah, and we'll start in 5 minutes. Okay. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, your brothers are doing really good. Your brothers are doing very, very good, mashallah. I'm a lot of very a lot of progress, mashallah. I haven't learned a lot so far. Might seem like we didn't cover so many letters, but not the quantity that counts, the quality. So, alhamdulillah.
No, the letter is
no.
Noon.
Yes.
Like, if he has an S, does it begin nostril light? Does he ever take the sound na?
The noon is always thin. The noon is always thin in the Arabic language. So, it'll never be na. Always be na. Nasru, Nasru. The reason why this is a good point here is that the ulama, they mentioned that we tend to, especially if we read fast, we mix letters. So since the sawd is thick, we tend to mix, make the noon thick also. So say ida ja anosru, because we're trying to make the noon quickly with the sawd. So the noon is thin, the sawd is thick. Nasru, it's going to come up in the examples. We're going to have some examples where we have a thick letter in between two thin letters.
No.
For example.
Sheikh is going to become Oja.
For example, the second ayah, خلق من شر ما خلق. The kha is a thick kha, kha.
Yes.
Thick letter. Lam?
Lam.
Thin letter, right? Lam is thin, not law. Qaf is a thick. Qaf. Qaf is a thick or thin? Qaf. Qaf.
Thick.
Thick. So you have two a thin letter in between two thick letters. Very, takes a little bit of, like this one is a, takes more effort. Qadaq. See? You don't want to make them all thin. You don't want to say Qadaq. Qadaq.
خيرٌ
خلق 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 not too much echo خلق سكون خلق good 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 ما شاء الله ما شاء الله
How about when you like when you are in speech?
No. The throat letters, actually, these are the most important letters, actually, because there are many mistakes in the throat letters.
Like when you make adhan in the morning, no, khayrun, khayrun.
Khayrun min al-nawm. Khayrun. Good, good. Khayrun, he's saying it right, just the thickness, a little bit thicker. Khayrun, khayrun. Yes, yes. See, when you look in the diagram and you say it and then repeat it a few times and look in the diagram, it will be khayrun.
The speaker, the word, what are you talking about? I can hear from the speaker.
No. Then Sheikh's point of view from there, he's not at the mic, so this is somewhere here.
But his back is.
Yeah, now old man. He's a young man. He's a
pretty old man. He's coming close to,
no, Sheikh,
to hear better, so that's good. You know, the closer,
pay attention more.
There's more reward, inshallah, for coming close.
Okay, tomorrow I'm going to get you a microphone. I throw it
in. That's not me.
It's you, Daddy.
We got something up there yesterday.
Let me tell you something.
Shake something for us.
You know, for the women, you do everything, you do one thing wrong, they think you do
everything.
Are
the sisters over there? We didn't even send any sheets over. You sent one over? Oh, okay.
If they can't listen to the Sheikh, then make any sense.
Okay, sisters, we're going to start in a minute or two and come back, inshallah. Let us know if you have any problem hearing, because we'd like to make sure that the sisters can hear. So please, if you have any problem, knock on the door, send a note over. Just make sure you let us know, because we're very happy the sister to participate. MashaAllah. Alright. Now we say the sisters in here.
So if you're going to listen, talk to him, then you're going to bring the mic in front of you.
Yes, I'll go like this when I talk.
Yeah.
Like this, huh? Okay.
Inshallah.
I'm glad the sisters are coming. What did you do? Was it just one sister or do you need any more sheets? Okay. Alright, let's get, maybe come back, inshallah. Do the few more minutes, inshallah. We'll work on these ayahs, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين أما بعد ف Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the second part of our lesson today. And we're going to continue on the kha, the letter kha, and practice some examples of the letter kha. So if we look together, the first example we have is min sharril waswasil khannas. Min sharril waswasil khannas. So here in this ayah, just a few of the points here. In the beginning, min sharril, we have the hiding of the noon and the sheen. Don't worry about it if you're not familiar, but basically, min sharri, sharril waswasin khan. Here, this is the important part. We have the kha followed by the noon. So the kha should be thick, but the noon should be thin. Khannas, not khannas, khannas, khannas. Good, good. Let's try it, inshallah. Perhaps the brother can start. Okay, good. So the ra on the word shadri is a shadda. Min shadri. Two ras. Min shadri. Gargle the call. Would you like to read it again?
Min shar vid was sid hannas.
Okay, gargle the call. See how it's vibrating from the top of the throat. Not han, khannas. Khannas. Gargle the noon. Okay, good. Okay, no problem. Inshallah. Yes, would you like to read this ayah?
The second one?
The first one. Surah, this is from Surah. Which Surah?
Mas.
Yes. Okay. We want to, the noon here in the beginning, it hides in the sheen. So elongated slightly. Min shan. Min shan.
Min sharril waswasil khannas.
Okay, and the kha, we want to make it thick. Khan. Khannas. Khannas.
Min sharril waswasil khannas.
Okay, and the shadda on the noon. There's some practice for us. The shadda on the noon means we make the nasalization. So khannas, khannas,
khannas.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. And I reward you both. Brother, would you like to read? Good. If you want to make the noon a little bit more nasal sound, khannas. That's right. That's the more complete, inshallah, when you have the shadda on the noon. Yes, Brother Khalil? Very good, mashallah. Mashallah, very good, Brother Khalil. Yes. Good. Actually, this is from your name, right? Khalil. Right? Kha. Khami. Khalil. It means the one that's close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took which prophet as his khanif?
Ibrahim.
And who else?
Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad. Only two prophets he took as his khanif.
Min sharril.
Sharril. If you connect the sheen to the ra, directly. Sharril.
Sharril waswasil khannas.
Good, very good, mashallah.
Sharril waswasil khannas.
Very good. If you make the vumma, the nasal on the noon a little bit longer, it'll be more perfect. Khannas.
Sharril waswasil khannas.
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 خناس.
That's good. MashaAllah. May I reward you? Yes.
من شر الوسواس الخناس.
خناس. A little bit longer.
خناس.
ناس. But Alif.
ناس.
Good. Good.
خناس.
Good. Good. MashaAllah. That's right. Khannas is the shaytan. He whispers, but he runs away after he whispers. That's what khannas means. Okay, the next ayah. Min sharri ma khalaq. Min sharri ma khalaq.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
Okay, here in this ayah, we have again in the beginning, min sharri, the hiding of the noon. And then we have the word ma khalaq. Here there's the word khalaq is a very little bit, takes a little bit of a concentration. The kha is thick, but the lam is thin, and the qaf is thick again. So you have the thin letter ma in between two thick letters. Kha qa. Khalaq. Khalaq.
Khalaq.
Okay? Avoid the mistake. Khalaq.
Khalaq.
Now, خلق.
خلق.
Okay. What surah is this from?
خلق.
That's right. Okay. How about we start here, brother?
من شر ما خلق.
Okay. Try to gargle the خ a little bit more. خ and make it say خ. خلق.
من شر ما خلق.
Good. Good. And the qaf, you want to make it qaf thick again. Good, good, good. Yes? Echoing sound. Yes, that's right. When you stop at the letter qaf, this is one of the letters that has a vibration and echoing. So now there's khana, 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 khana. من شر ما خلق.
من شر ما خلق.
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 Good.
I just have a question. Is the fathah on the R, right?
On which? On which letter? Which letter?
On shad.
Okay. The shadda, when they draw the line below the shadda, in some types of script, this indicates a kasra. Depending on the type of script. Now, sometimes when they put the line below the shadda, that means kasra. If they put it above the shadda, it means fatha. Now. Now. Yes, brother, would you like to
ask?
Okay, good. The ra, you want, if you can pronounce it twice, sharri. Sharri? Sharri. Min sharri. Good, and the qaf, you want, if you vibrate it a little bit more, khalaq.
Khalaq.
Good. Khalaq. Very good, mashallah. Good.
Now.
Very good, very good, mashallah. Yes, Brother Muhammad. خلق. You don't want to pronounce it like a fatha, like half a fatha. خلق. Good, good. MashaAllah. Yes, Brother Isa. Okay. You want to make the. You don't want to make an alif after the sheen. Shari. 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 Ma. خلق.
Shari. Shari. من شر ما خلق.
Okay, خلق.
خلق.
Good, good. See the path? Want to make it thick sound. خلق. خلق.
خلق.
Good, good.
خلق.
Yes, yes. خلق. Good. Yes. Very good.
خلق.
من شر ما خلق.
Okay, gargle the خلق. خلق.
خلق.
من شر ما خلق.
Good, good, good. Do you know the difference between the word خلق and حلق? Halaq is what we're studying right now. Halaq is the letters of the throat. Halaq in Arabic means throat. Khalaq means to create something.
Khalaq.
So when you say min sharri ma halaq, it changes the meaning completely. You know what it means? From the evil of the throat. From the evil? Min sharri ma halaq. Or actually, halaq, when you have the fatha on it, halaq means to cut something, to shave something. Halaq. No. So you say, min sharri ma halaq. From the evil of the one who shaves. From the evil that is shaved, basically. So it changes the meaning completely, obviously. So yes, just the sound of the kha and the ha, it changes the meaning. Khalaq. Halaq. Halaq in Arabic, it means to shave. Like when we go on the Hajj or the Umrah, halaq. They call it halaq. Khalaq means to create something. To create. So here, let me make sure you gargle the kha a little bit from the top of the throat. Remember, the ha is from the middle without the gargling. The gargling letters are all in the top because they need that little piece of flesh to gargle, right? You know, in the picture, if you look in the next picture, in the next page, you see there's a little piece of flesh that hangs down. This is why the kha and the lane, they come from the top of the throat, because they use that piece of flesh to make the vibrating sound. See, you're actually vibrating your top of your throat with that piece of flesh. So when we come back to this ayah, min sharri ma khalaq. Khalaq. Okay, who was reading? You were.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
Good, good.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
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 Good, good. We're going to cover the qaf.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
Good. We'll cover the qaf next week, inshallah ta'ala. But one of the qualities of the qaf is that the air, remember we were saying some letters the air flows out, qaf the air stays in. Khalaq. 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 Khalaq.
Khalaq.
Okay, we'll work on it, inshallah.
Khalaq.
See what khalaq. See the air coming out? Hold the air in the makhraj. Khalaq. Yes. Khalaq.
Khalaq.
Good. So we'll work on it, inshallah. The next ayah. Wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna. See the kha here? Yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. Afwa, not afwa, waw is thin, afwaja. And you have the qalqala and the da. Yadkhuluna, yadkhuluna. Okay. Wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. Not afwaja, afwaja. Good, good, mashallah. Is that clear on this ayah?
No.
Okay, so let's read it together, mashallah. Did you want to go ahead? Show us on the brother on the right. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Good, good, mashallah. Yes, brother. What was it? I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Yeah, yes.
Jawahir.
Jawahir. Jawahir.
Jawahir. Rubies, right? Jawahir. Oh, you see, no. Mashallah. في دين الله أفواجا.
Good, good, ما شاء الله. Yes, brother.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Okay. One thing here, the dal in the word yadkhuluna. There's a rule on this. Whenever you have the letter dal with a sukun, it vibrates. Yadkhuluna, yadkhuluna, yad. رأيت الناس يدخلون. تقرأ مرة ثانية.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
That's right. Very good. MashaAllah. Yes.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Okay. A couple of things here. The ورأيت الناس. Notice how the noon has a shadda in the word annas. That means you connect it to the nearest letter that has a vowel before it, which is the ta. So it becomes wara'aytan nasa. The noon is placed. Wara'aytan nasa. Yadkhuluna. Would you like to read it again?
Wara'aytan nasa yadkhuluna afwaja.
Okay, good. And again, the down, there's a little bit of vibration. Yad khununa, yad khununa, yad khununa. Very good, mashallah. May Allah reward you, mashallah. What's your daughter's name?
Hajar.
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 Hajar. You're Abu Hajja. Ha, that's good, mashallah. Yes, brother. Brother Khali. Mashallah, good. One minor thing here. Afwaja, afwaja. The two should be the same like wa and ja. Afwaja. Very good, mashallah. May Allah reward you. Yes,
well.
Good. One thing here, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدَ خُنُونَ. A couple of us, when we read it, في دين الله, في دين الله, في دين. Again, the two are the same, like, في دين. في دين الله. MashaAllah, very good. May Allah reward you. This is Brother Isa.
ورأيت الناس يد.
يد.
رأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
دين الله.
دين الله.
See the shadda and the lam and the word Allah. You have to go back to the nearest letter before it as a vowel. دين الله. So you have to go to the noon. دين الله
أفواجا.
Very good. MashaAllah.
دين الله أفواجا.
Very good. الله يجزيك الخير. Yes, brother.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
ما شاء الله. Good. Yes, very good.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Good. The kasra on the noon in the word deen. في دين الله.
في دين الله أفواجا.
ما شاء الله. Very good. Very good. Any questions on this ayah?
So we have the two examples here, the ta and the noon, where is the shadda.
Yes.
Tan.
That's right.
And
Dinil.
So the noon and the lam
connect.
Dinil lahi.
That's right. Dinil lahi.
لله والله
دين الله. Right. What, does anybody remember from last time the word Allah? Is it here? Is it Deen Illahi here or Deen Illahi?
Deen
Illahi. Deen Illahi. The lamb is thin.
Illahi.
And does anybody remember the reason why?
Has a
kasra before it. Whenever the word Allah, you have a kasra before it, the lamb will be thin. Deen Illahi. Oh, very good.
Which
word?
Deen
Illahi. Deen Illahi. There's no adhan here. Here you have Deen Illahi. No, there's no adhan here. Okay, go to the next ayah. We have a couple minutes left. يحسب أن ماله أخلده. يحسب أن ماله أخلده. Okay. This ayah here, we'll finish with this one, inshallah. Okay, we have the rule of the ha. يحسب. يحسب. See how it's from the middle of the throat with more air. أن شد على النون أن ما له not ما له ما له. See the little wow after the ha. This one we're going to come to, but you make the ha a little bit longer. ما له أخلده. And here's the real the point we would like to emphasize, the خا أخلده. Here the خا is hiding between two thin letters. So we have to make the khafi. Ach, ach, lada, ach, lada. Ma, lahu, ach, lada.
Ach, lada.
Yes, brother, you want to repeat? Yahsabu. 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 Anna. ما له أخلد أخلد. Yes. That's for Jawahir.
يحسب أن ما له أخلد.
Yes. Very good. ما شاء الله. Yes.
يحسب أن ما له أخلد.
Okay. أخلد.
Good. أخلد.
ما شاء الله. Yes. Good. Yes. Good.
يحسب أن ما له أخلد.
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 See the end is a ha, not an alif. أخلد. أخلد.
أخلد.
Good. Good. Now. Yes. Good. 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 Yes. Good. Good.
يحسب أن ما له أخلد.
أخلد. Good. Good. Now, you say it.
يحسب أن ما له
أخلد. أخلد. خ. أخ. أخ. Thick. There you go. Yes.
يحسب
أن
ما له.
ما له.
ما له أخلد.
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 Good. Good. Okay. And the last ayah, we'll just read it once together. وَلَنْ آخِرَتُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. وَلَنْ آخِرَتُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. وَلَنْ آخِرَتُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Okay. Any questions on the letter خ? The letter خ? Everybody clear where it comes from? The top of the throat. Ich, it has a gargling sound. It has a thickness. Ha. Any question on any of the ayahs? Yes,
Master.
Yes. Okay, good. We're going to come to the sentence in the future, but basically you can, it's pronounced Khasun Dawun Qiv. Khasun Dawun Qiv. These are the seven letters that have a thick, full sound. They fill the mouth with sound with thickness, like an O when you pronounce it. Now, very good, mashallah. This will come up when we come back to the rules of the, what they call the sifat, the qualities of the letters, inshallah ta'ala. This is something that we'll also cover, inshallah. Any other questions on the lesson? So the kha is from the top of the throat, and for your information, there's a very good diagram on the back, and I'll save this. It'll help you in the future to review the letters. And next week we'll, inshallah, start the letters of the tongue. Inshallah, ta'ala. Letters of the tongue. The tongue has the most letters, 18 letters from the tongue. Inshallah, may Allah give us the beneficial knowledge. Inshallah, in this world and the next. May Allah accept from all of you. And may Allah cause us to absorb this knowledge and remember it, and inshallah practice it. So all of us, when we read, we should practice these rules, inshallah. It'll become firm. Jazakumullah khair wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair.